This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Earlier this month, China's 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans took effect, and the impact was immediate. Here's Wayne Fredericks, an Iowa soybean farmer, who spoke to my colleague Tanzina Vega earlier this week.
We got farmers that are hurting pretty badly right now, especially if they've had to make some cash sales of product. They're sitting on grain in storage that they were hoping to sell on a summer rally. And after the tariffs went into effect on July 6th, that rally definitely disappeared. That's taking them into, a severe area of pain.
That may be the reason we saw the president busy assuring farmers this week that he's got their back. First, the administration announced a $12 billion aid package. And then on Wednesday, Trump boasted of a breakthrough trade agreement with Europe, where he name-checked soybeans a lot.
Chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal. And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market. Buy a lot of soybeans from our farmers.
So did the president just agree to a new trade relationship with Europe? Alex Lawson is Law 360's senior reporter on international trade and the co-host of Law 360's Pro Se podcast, and he joins me now. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Alex, I want us to listen to the president speaking in Iowa this week, where he once again touted this meeting he had with the EU president on trade.
But we just opened up Europe for you farmers. You're not going to be too angry with Trump, I can tell you, because you were essentially, wouldn't you say, Kim, they were restricted from dealing in Europe. You had barriers that really made it impossible for farm products to go in.
So, Alex, let's unpack this for a minute. First of all, is this true that there's now a new trade deal that takes down barriers for farmers?
Not precisely. What happened this week was a big political deal because the president really changed his tone towards Europe and decided to agree to hold talks. They're basically going to sit down and have negotiations that might eventually knock down trade barriers. But for him to stand in front of an audience in Iowa and say, I have opened up Europe for you, is not quite correct. For one thing, as we already heard, he name-checked soybeans and said Europe will be buying more soybeans. The implication there was that they're buying more soybeans because of what I did, the way I just had this discussion with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The fact is, European demand for American soybeans was high, is high, always has been high, and the government cannot direct its farmers to buy soybeans from somewhere. They were likely going to keep buying them anyway. So that's one thing. The other thing, apart from soybeans, agriculture is entirely carved out of the sort of joint statement that the U.S. and the EU put out. They're focusing on industrial goods, some other things, but soybeans are the only agricultural product that was actually named in the Rose Garden when the two leaders appeared.
And the other issue, of course, is that China, who buys most of our soybeans now because of the tariff wars, aren't, right? And so is there enough demand in Europe to make up for what farmers aren't getting from China?
It's better than nothing, but it's a sliver. I don't have an exact percentage, but I mean, Europe will not surpass China as a soybean export destination anytime soon. Now, I'm sure the farmers will be happy to sell there, but again, they hadn't actually lost this market. That's why this framing is a little disingenuous. It's not really accurate to say any inroads in Europe will make up for some sting they're feeling in China because they were selling there. It's actually very telling that the retaliatory duties that the EU put in place did not touch American soybeans. They touched some other agricultural products, but not soybeans because, again, the demand is extremely high.
So we heard a lot in this back and forth between the president and Juncker about tariffs. We're gonna no more tariffs. Tariffs are done. So is that where we are, Alex? Is that it's a done deal? No more tariffs on any products to or from the U.S. and the EU?
Well, that's what they said. There was some tricky language in their statement, which I am happy to unpack. But it is important to note that for all of the headlines you're seeing and all of the punditry from all sides of the political spectrum, saying, you know, that the president has averted the trade war and all of that stuff. The tariffs that began this fight, which are the steel and aluminum tariffs and the EU retaliatory tariffs, those remain in effect. So for all of this political goodwill that's built up about we're going to sit down on the table and talk, the actual tariffs that gave rise to this fight are still in effect. So if you're dealing with the effects of those, I'm sure you're very happy to hear this change in tone, but practically nothing has changed for you. More to the point, they did say, in the spirit of this agreement we are pursuing, we will do no more new tariffs, which is something and an important gesture, but it is also important to note that another thing that is carved out of this agreement is cars, automotives. Right. They're focusing on non-automotive industrial goods for their tariff slashing. As you may or may not know, the United States government is currently investigating whether to impose new tariffs on imported cars using the same law that they used to put tariffs on steel and aluminum. That would affect the EU pretty heavily. And you can see, since they said in the spirit of this agreement, we will not impose new tariffs, you could see the Commerce Department possibly say, well, since we're not negotiating cars with you, we're free to put on new car tariffs. Now, I don't know that, but they've definitely left some wiggle room in the exact wording of the statement.
So bottom line, Alex, has anything changed in the relationship between Americans and Europeans on trade and what it could mean for the economy?
I mean, as I said, there's a change in messaging, which isn't nothing. The United States is now looking to negotiate instead of throw up barriers. Some would tell you that if they had just merely asked the European Union to sit down with it as opposed to imposing these tariffs, they might have had the same result. But that's where we are now. The tariffs that began the fight stay in place, but they're going to sit down and try and discuss a way forward here that's a little more diplomatic.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alex Lawson is Law360's senior reporter on international trade and the co-host of Law360's Pro Se podcast.